another excerpt from The Burnout Society by Byung-Chul Han, published in 2015. Fun fact, this excerpt comes just before the one I read yesterday, so I'm going to include that as well, and I may read it for you twice. I haven't decided yet. We owe the cultural achievements of humanity, which includes philosophy, to deep contemplative attention. Culture presumes an environment in which deep attention is possible. Increasingly, such immersive reflection is being displaced by an entirely different form of attention, hyperattention. A rash change of focus between different tasks, sources of information, and processes characterizes this scattered mode of awareness. Since it also has a low tolerance for boredom, it does not admit the profound idleness that benefits the creative process. Walter Benjamin calls this deep boredom a dream bird that hatches the egg of experience. If sleep represents the high point of bodily relaxation, deep boredom is the peak of mental relaxation. A purely hectic rush produces nothing new. It reproduces and accelerates what is already available. So, I think that I've read quite a bit about deep contemplative attention on this voice memo project thing before. I believe I've talked quite a bit about attention, or at least, as I said, I've read you the words. Sorry, I'm a little bit circular this morning. I didn't have a great sleep last night. That's okay. It was not the high point of bodily relaxation for me. I think it's interesting here that Han puts a little comparison between deep contemplative attention and hyperattention. And I don't know about you, but I find myself existing in that state of hyperattention, a rash change of focus between different tasks, sources of information, and processes. It's a scattered mode of awareness, and dear friends and listeners, I am nothing if not scattered, despite my best efforts. I'm getting there. I'm trying. And I'm consistently and continually trying to reroute my scattered awareness into deep contemplative attention, because as last night in writing workshop, as our incredible facilitator coach beautifully said, that I cannot repeat how well she said it because A, I'm not her, and B, I'm so friggin' scattered this morning. Attention is one of the greatest gifts that we can give to each other. And so today I'm going to do my best to pay attention, not just to my cats and to our neighborhood cats and to Justin and to whoever else I may come in contact with, but also to myself, which means not jumping from task to task, from news site to news site, not scrolling Reddit. I'm going to try really hard to not do those things today. I don't know if I'm going to be successful. And I'm hopping in here because I just got way too vulnerable. Okay, back to the show. This may have gotten a bit too vulnerable. And with that, I'm going to reel it back in and say, put on your SPF now that the torrential downpour is done in Toronto. I hope that you didn't lose power. I hope if you did, it's back. Drink your water. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. And pay attention to yourself and pay attention to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for this very rambly and scattered and probably too vulnerable voice memo this morning. I love you so much. I really do. I love you. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.